Turin and Beleg retreated into the cave and rolled a great stone across the passage. In these straits, Androg revealed to them the hidden stair leading to the flat summit of Amon-Ruth, which he had found when lost in the caves, as has been told. Then Turin and Beleg, with many of their men, went up by this stair and came out on the summit, surprising those few of the orcs who had already come there by the outer path and driving them over the edge. For a little while they held off the orcs climbing up the rock, but they had no shelter on the bare summit, and many were shot from below. Most valiant of these was Androg, who fell, mortally wounded, by an arrow at the head of the outside stair. Then Turin and Beleg, with the 10 men left to them, drew back to the centre of the summit, where there was a standing stone, and making a ring about it, they defended themselves until all were slain, save Beleg and Turin, for over them the orcs cast nets. Turin was bound and carried off. Beleg, who was wounded, was bound likewise, but he was laid on the ground with wrists and ankles tied to iron pins driven into the rock. Now the orcs, finding the issue of the secret stair, left the summit and entered Bardin Dunwith, which they defiled and ravaged. They did not find Mim lurking in his caves, and when they had departed from Amon-Ruth, Mim appeared on the summit, and going to where Beleg lay prostrate and unmoving, he gloated over him while he sharpened a knife. But Mim and Beleg were not the only living beings on that stony height. Androg, though himself wounded to the death, crawled among the dead bodies towards them, and seizing a sword, he thrust it at the dwarf. Shrieking in fear, Mim ran to the brink of the cliff and disappeared. He fled down a steep and difficult goat's path that was known to him. But Androg, putting forth his last strength, cut through the wristbands and fetters that bound Beleg, and so released him. But dying, he said, "My hurts are too deep even for your healing."